give me something else. Here, how about that?
I should read this?
Yeah, just... Okay, so that isn't very good.
No, this is this is pretty sneaky.
Oh, something about all the food.
Well, I just mentioned.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I wasn't quite listening to that part.
That's okay.
You want to tell them about any of the other stages?
What should I tell them? Is there anything new that's happening this year?
Which mic would you like me to use out of this?
Chris is going to set that with you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. Do you have the...
What?
It looks like it ran off the page.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, here it is. There it is. There's the rest of it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Would you like a guitar signal?
I'll do it the next time.
Okay.
Because they're working on checking the sound now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I get your name, please?
Sure. It's Lee, L-E-E, Hunter.
I need their names.
Are these people?
You could probably do the lead in.
We got
yeah,
no
that sounds good.
They're getting ready to start.
You know what it is? It needs. I don't know. He wants to know what it needs. I don't think it's ready yet. Okay, hold
testing
on.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Ooh, ooh.
I'm going to need like a little more a high end on this. The bass is like twice as vibrant as the top three strings.
You can knock a little of the high end off of this guitar in number one over here.
Can I do a quick pull on the banjo, see if you got power? You can be replaced by a karaoke machine, but not easily.
Yeah, follow the bouncing ball.
So far.
Y'all ready?
Okay. I'm going to just very quickly, it's a great pleasure.
Mike Pilecki.
It's a great pleasure for me to get an opportunity to announce this beautiful lady. She's looking particularly stunning tonight. And... I especially like the way the guitar matches the dress.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
planned.
And those earrings are awesome. Just awesome. Please give a warm welcome to Valerie C. Wisecracker, and she's going to introduce you to these couple of fish here, the walking catfish.
No, these are the walking catfish. This is Mr. Sonny Edwards. This is Mike Pilecki. We've been playing music together a long, long time. Well, you know, I haven't been here the last 2 years. And that has nothing to do with the fact that Catherine Harris was Secretary of State for the last 2 years, does it? Yeah. Okay. And I'm used to seeing 30 million kids here. What happened to the kids? She got rid of them too, right? Sorry. Well, we're going to do a mild set for you today. We're going to be playing later on at the stage at 7. We're going to let it rip then. We'll let them kick us out after we play a couple times. This is a song, you probably don't know that I wrote this song. It's called the Orange Blossom Special. Cracker Cat. Not a lot of hot picking, just some heavy licking. Well, and let me tell you about this song. How I mess up the band. When my father used to, we live right off Biscayne Bay. When my father used to bring the boat in, they would throw the beer cans and the fish over. And we had this cat, and he was mental. And he would get up under the cans, and he would, honest to God, he would kick his feet up, and he would tilt the beer cans out, and he would actually drink. He would drain what was left. We call them clunkers in the beer cans. He would actually drain that out, and we knew when we had to cut him off, because that's when he would actually start attacking the trailer tires.
I'll be channeling clunkers today.
Oh, yeah. Not a lot of hot picking, just some heavy licking. Well, I had a red cat once. He liked to drink beer a lot. He really could wolf it down. Saturday, he'd wait for my dad to bring the boat in, and he'd catch a clunkers before they hit the ground. And now his red cat tickling the strings with his whiskers, kicking my dog with his toes. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinks some walking birds don't know. Of course, that was when I did have orange trees in my backyard. When my husband almost killed me when I brought home a red cat, he said, I don't like cats at all. Well, I begged and I begged, said I'd keep them both fed if he'd give me back that red fuzz ball. And now it's red cat tickling the strings with his whiskers, kicking my dog with his toes. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinks the mocking birds don't know. La 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 la, squawk, squawk, da 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 da, la da da da, la. Fall, and down will come red kitty, oranges and all. Let's take it. Climb that tree. Tickling the strings with his whiskers, kicking my dog with his toes. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinks the mockingbirds don't know. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinking that he just don't show. Well, red cat, I see your green eyes, I hear you singing your midnight lullabies. I'm trying to kiss my baby goodnight. When up on the old brass bed jumps this fired up redhead, he said, that cat, he ain't sleeping here tonight. And now it's red cat tickling the strings with his whiskers, kicking my dog with his toes. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinks the mockingbirds don't know. Spends a whole day, stays up in the orange tree, thinking that he just don't show. Where does that red cat go? Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure to be here. It's so great to be here. Boy, this festival feels good. It feels right, doesn't it? It does to me, I'll tell you what. What do I know? I've heard nothing about good things that have happened to the Florida Folk Festival, and I'm really thrilled to be back again. Thank you very much. And thank you to the Department of Parks for taking it over, to John Kay, and to Benji Brunberg. Benji Brunberg? Who? Who? Let's do a song about living out in Loxahatchee, about living out in the orange groves, about dragging your kids out of the city, saying that's enough, getting 6 acres of land, burned out orange grove, and having a hose run from one neighbor 5 acres away and an electrical cord from another neighbor five acres away. And the woods is a wonderful experience. And the whole thing is that, you know, this old burned out orange grove. So this is really a song about my friend Kath Bloom. So what she did is she put ads in the paper, and she got people who had bad horses to bring their horses there, and she tamed the horses down, and she found good homes for them. In the meantime, she took that pony poop, and, well, I guess you'd say she was an entrepreneur. She turned into an entrepreneur. And she put that pony poop all over those orange trees, and those trees came to life, and her children grew, and it's just a wonderful thing, and it's it can happen, man. This is keeping it clean, man. Okay, this is about making do with less. One, two, three, four. I broke my G-string. Can you believe it? Apropos. I'm living on sand, lost Hatcher Grove land, and I'm raising these street kids the best that I can on honey bells and tangerines. We mean to keep our land clean. I'm towing the line, it's a tough road to find, and I'm working real hard in my yard, raising up tomatoes and beans. We mean to keep our land clean. It may seem strange how we live, we're all just waiting for the fruits to come in. Just when I think we might dry up in desperation, we play some old-time tunes and the fruit trees come in bloom. So sweet you can almost taste them. Oh, oh, oh. Tough road to find, and I'm working real hard in my yard, raising up tomatoes and beans. We mean to keep our land clean. It may seem strange how we live, we're all just waiting for the fruit to come in. Just when I think we might dry up in desperation, we play some old time tunes and the fruit trees come in bloom. So sweet you can almost taste them. Sweet anticipation. Sweet anticipation. Honey bells and tangerines. We mean to keep our land clean. It may seem strange how we live, we're all just waiting for the fruits to come in. And just when I think we might dry up in desperation, we play some old-time tunes and the fruit trees come in bloom. So sweet you can almost taste them. I'm living on sand, like Hatcher Grove land, and I'm raising these street kids and one big husband on honey bells and tangerines. We mean to keep our land, raising up tomatoes and beans. We mean to keep our land, 6 acres and sweet dreams. We mean to keep our land clean. Keep our land clean. Honey bells and tangerines. We mean to keep our land clean. Yeah. Time to switch to the banjo. Nuclear fallout. It's just kind of to introduce you to the way the banjo is supposed to be played before I play it the way I play it. It's a tune called Railroad and Gamblers. It's in a... Can you see if you guys want to join in? One, two, three, four. Give the sound man time to work the banjo. Thank you. a gambler. Banjo's a little hot. Yeah, banjo's a little hot. Maybe it's just in the monitor. I don't know. Yeah, that's right. You are. Well, this is a song. It's an old song for me. And the funniest thing is it just keeps being relevant again and again and again and again. This is a song about people trashing the state of Florida. And I don't know about you, but baby, I feel like I've been bushwhacked. I'll tell you what. This song was written, it was inspired by an experience we had. There was a piece of property out in Miami. I'm from Biscayne Park. My family's from Isla Mirada. Hey, Mom, how you doing? Yeah! Nice to see you. And so there was a piece of property in North Miami Beach called the Olita River State Park. And Valinda, who is the manager of this park now, used to manage the Olita River State Park. And it was a large parcel there. And to the west of it was another piece of property that was an old burned-out marina. It had been blown out during one of the hurricanes. And a man named Stanley Bauman, a developer, bought that property just next to the park with mangroves and manatees. And, oh, yeah, he was going to develop townhouses on it. And everybody, they were going to let him do it. Bank loaned him a lot of extra money so he could tread water for a little while he was getting all the deposits. And there were about 30 of us, friends of the Olita River. And we went out there with our little dumb signs, and we marched, and we told everybody that if you put your money down on these plans, you'll never see these townhouses. We're not going to let it happen. And sure enough, he didn't get enough deposits. And the property ended up, well, the bank became a partner. And then the bank then went under as a result of this loan and several other bad loans. The property then went to the Resolution Trust Corporation. They didn't want a bunch of crazy people and mangoes and manatees. And so they gave it to the Coral Land and Recreational Program, I think for 10 cents on a dollar. CARL, it's a great program. And they donated that other piece of property to the state of Florida. And now, because we marched, that the Olita River State Park is now twice as big as it originally was. And I mean, that was a big victory for us. Yeah, it's a great little group, Friends of the Olita River.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful park.
It's a beautiful, beautiful park. You just wouldn't think you were in Miami. You just think you step right into the middle of the Everglades. And it just shows you these little grassroots organizations are really where it's at. And it also shows something that's even more important, and that is that an environmental victory is normally temporary. An environmental defeat is permanent. And we do see this with the sugar industry right now. How many years ago did we beat them? How many years ago did they say the polluter pays? I can remember being up here with petitions 4 years ago, and I think they voted 63% that the polluter pays, and now Tallahassee says the wording's too vague. But our federal judge, Ed Hoover, down in Miami, not that Ed Hoover, different Ed Hoover, down in Miami, he says he doesn't care what the state of Florida says. We're going ahead with the Save the Everglades program. So he's a good man, Judge Ed Hoover. So this song is dedicated to him. It's called Stop Running My Florida Home Into the Ground. That's right. Sugar and we're raising cane, burning and slashing and trashing up your glades. We got a hankering for money, got more money than brains. Boys backwash that dirty water in Okeechobee's floodplains. Florida, Florida, I'm here to stay. We're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home into the ground. Y'all hear that banjo? I can't hear it. Maybe you give me a little more banjo. Yeah, that's beautiful, yeah. Well, anybody here ever been to Fishing Creek? Yeah, were you up there when the wires were up there? When the Likes brothers didn't want you to canoe on what they said was their creek? It's a state creek, yeah. Well, Miss Ellen and the crew, they fought for 10 years up there around Moorhaven, around Palmdale. And finally the state said, okay, Likes brothers, take it down. And they beat them, but they'll keep pushing at them, you see. But this is for them. Well, we're the Likes brothers, and we got a spief with all them canoers down on Fishing Creek. We gonna string us up some barbed wire, they'll run hog-tied home. Floridians remember when it's likes, it's gone. Hot dog! Florida, Florida, I'm here to say, we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home into the ground. Let's run it around. Your food through radiation, it keeps better that way. Forget about the coal mold or the nuclear waste. Here's a 4-month-old strawberry, don't you love that? Fresh Florida taste. Yeah, I'm not buying it, no way. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say, we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home into the ground. The old Lita River still runs wild through Miami. She's a developer's dream, except for all them pesky manatees. Well, we bankrupt Stanley Bauman when Margolis said they was robbed by environmental watchdogs on a 24-hour job. Yeah, we put the bite in it, I'll tell you what. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say, we're more than just the tail end of the U.S. of A. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home into the ground. Florida, Florida, I'm here to say, hey, fellow Floridians, y'all stop giving it away. And I'm telling you, big boys, stop messing around. Stop running my Florida home into the ground. Thank you very much. One more. We're gonna do one more tune. This is called it's dedicated to the people of Orlando. That sleepy little town, you know that sleepy little town. Yeah. Now number one in tourism. Now number one in crime. And the new statistic, it's now number one in pedestrian deaths. Go figure. You think with those ears they could see them, okay? One, two, three, four. The tourists jetting to Orlando for their great big family vacations. Some folks live there year round, but they got reservations of their own. Kind of hard to call a mousetrap home. Especially since that rat that at Orlando, the dirty little rat that at Orlando. Now Florida's got a lot of swampland. In the 60s, it was hard to sell. Disney made them boys an anonymous offer. They were happier than hell. They moved away. Mr. Folk had to stay. Pay up to that rat that at Orlando, the dirty little rat that at Orlando. Here's your part, you know it. M-I-C, see real soon. K-E-Y, why? Because we like your money. M-O-U-S-E. Now, not all that Kissimmee land was swamp. There was good pine, good scrub. Little pieces of land owned by folks didn't have no big financial plans. They had a dream in hand. Little mom and pop orange groves. People living off the fruits of their labor, and that's hard land to acquire because it comes with a dream running right smack dab through the middle of it, yeah. So what was Disney to do, yeah? My aunt and uncle, they never had nothing but a fireball red stock car and a little piece south of Orlando for when they retired, got old and gray. Orange County annexed it away and gave it to them. that Disney took that land away from my aunt and uncle because they ended up in my family home down in Isla Mirada in the Florida Keys in Lower Manicumbi. Y'all probably got an uncle like my uncle. He came 3 weeks. He stayed 3 years. Uncle Bob drank all the beer. He got all messed up when he drank all those beers. You know, y'all probably got relatives like Uncle Bob in your family, right? If you don't, that means that you are Uncle Bob.
Bob is Bob spelled backwards.
And I hear they're gonna build a bullet train from Miami to where you are. Well, at least I won't have to drive my relatives home in my car. I'm sick of tourist spots. You guys are so funny. Never liked them alive. Especially since that rat that got Orlando. The dirty little rat that had Orlando. Come on, everybody, here we go.
M-I-C.
Why? Because we like your money. Mommy's money and daddy's money too.
Bring it all.
M-I-C. See you real soon, kids.
K-E-Y.
Why not forget to bring your grandmother's silver dollar collection? Your college tuition fund. M-O-U-S. You dirty little rat. Kids, a pass to the state park. That's where they're going to really have a good time. Thank you very much. My name is Valerie C. Wisecracker in the Walking Catfish. Walking Catfish, Sonny Edwards. Walking Catfish, Mike Pilecki. I want to tell you, I do have a CD. It was recorded many years ago. It was produced by a man named Artie Resnick, who wrote Good Lovin', One Kiss Under the One Kiss for Old Time's Sake, Under the Boardwalk. Don't you do that. A whole bunch of real hits. And he produced this thing, and many years ago when we produced it, it was just too risque to release. It's not Florida folk music. Now it's merely cute. So if anybody's interested in the CD, find me. They're $10. They're cheap. We're practically giving them away.
You just can't buy filth anywhere around here that cheap, I'll tell you.
It's some cheap stuff. Thank you so much. Have a great festival. We're going to be on the main stage at 7 o'clock. Be over at the River Gazebo tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. I'm so thrilled to be here. Bye-bye.